Now, when you hear Miles play his trumpet, what you hear is not just the sound of a trumpet. You hear Miles.
G7, it doesn't fit into the key of A-flat. First of all, what's the third of G7? It's B. There's even a B in the melody right here. Does B belong in the key of A-flat? Definitely not. Look, right here in the key signature, got a B-flat. So B is not a B-flat, meaning B does not fit in the key signature.
Miles can sense my sense of frustration, so he leaned over to me and said, "Don't play the butter notes."
Flat major going to C major, that's going up a major third. We're not in C major anymore, obviously, because C minor does not belong in C major. Well, let's look ahead here. C minor 7, F minor 7, B flat. We're changing keys again. What are we doing? We're going back to the original key.
The butter notes? What could he possibly mean? But since it came from Miles, I knew it had to mean something. I figured that he meant, don't play the obvious notes. The most obvious notes might be the third and seventh of a chord, because they define the nature of the chord. I realized if I left out the third and seventh notes, I'd have a lot of other notes that could work without confining my solos to the obvious, restricted interpretation. This would allow the harmonies.